Late Night Emotional Jungle Writing Masterclass for Old School DNB Vibes. Advanced Composition in Ableton Live. All right, set the scene. It's 2 a.m., wet streets, sodium lights, and that specific kind of melancholy where the music feels warm and cold at the same time. That's the zone we're writing for, proper 94 to 99 jungle DNA, but with enough modern clarity that the bass is controlled, the breaks are punchy, and the whole thing translates. By the end of this lesson, you're going to have a solid 32 to 64 bar A section that actually tells a story. Rolling brace leading the entire record. Emotional minor key harmony that stays out of the way. Sub pressure that feels like a system. And a tiny hook that hits you in the chest without needing a pop melody. Let's go. First, project setup so you can move fast. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. Key center, D minor. You can move it later, but commit now so your decisions lock in. Go into preferences. Record warp launch. Set long samples to complex pro, drums to beats. That alone saves you from fighting Ableton every 10 seconds. Now create four groups right away and color code them if you're serious. Drums, bass, music, and Atmos effects. This is not housekeeping. This is arrangement speed. When you want tension, you mute a group. When you want impact, you bring it back. Create three return tracks. Return A is a short room. Hybrid reverb, room algorithm, decay around half a second, low cut at about 250. Return beat is dub verb, hybrid reverb hall or plate, longer decay like 3 seconds, pre-delay around 25 milliseconds, low cut 350-ish. Return seed is dub delay, echo 1/8 or diode 1/8, feedback around 30 to 40, high pass 300, low pass somewhere like 7k so it feels like a tape why throw. The goal is simple. You want to throw emotional stuff into space instantly, without ever fogging up the low end. Now we build the jungle foundation. And important philosophy here. Break led, not kick led. The break is the band. Everything else supports it. Pick a classic break. Amen. Think, hot pants, funky drummer, whatever fits your taste. Drop it on an audio track. Warp it. Put warp mode to beats. Preserve transients and set the envelope around 20 to 40. That gives you definition without turning it into clicky nonsense. Now here's the move. Slice it to a new MIDI track. Slice to drum rock, built-in preset. Now you've got the break as playable pieces, which is basically jungle composition in its purest form. Open a 1-bar MIDI clip first. Don't try to write 16 bars immediately. One bar that rolls is the seed of the whole tune. Program the skeleton. Kick-ish hit on beat 1, snare on 2 and 4. But don't make it too perfect. Add that classic pickup ghost before the snare, like near the end of beat 1 going into 2, and another little push into 4. Pull hats from the break slices and sketch a 16th note motion, but accent it like a human, not like a printer. Now groove. Use the groove pool and grab an MPC 16 swing, like 55 to 60. Apply it lightly, timing 15 to 30%, velocity 10 to 20. Light. If you overdo groove, it starts sounding like it's tripping over itself instead of rolling. And here's one of the biggest advanced mindset shifts. Don't overquantize breaks. Jungle energy is controlled chaos. If your loop feels too tidy, take two or three slices and nudge them by ear. Some hats a tiny bit late, some ghosts a touch early. Imperfect, but intentional. Now we layer breaks for width and excitement. Add a second break layer. It can be another sliced rack or an audio loop. But high pass it. Cut everything below like 150 to 250. This layer is not for weight, it's for texture and stereo energy. Pan it slightly or use utility width to spread it. Add a third layer that's basically tops. High pass 300 to 500. This is your constant motion, the air, the shimmer. Keep it quiet. If you can clearly hear your top layer as a separate loop, it's probably too loud. Now do the modern reinforcement. Quietly, create a small underlayer drum rock with a short punchy kick and a tight snare. This is not to replace the break, it's to help the break translate on modern systems and smaller speakers. Keep it subtle. If you mute the break and it still sounds like a full drum kit, you've gone too far. On the drums group, do a simple bus chain. EQ 8, high pass 25 to 30 just to remove garbage. If it's boxy, dip 250 to 400 by 1 to 3 dB. Then drum bus, drive 5 to 15. A little crunch, boom only if you know what you're doing and you're tuning it. Then glue compressor, gentle 2 to 1, attack around 3 milliseconds, release auto, aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Optional saturator after, soft clip on, 1 to 3 dB drive. Now, pause for a composition coaching note. We're writing drums first harmony, not harmony first drums, meaning, once your breaks are rolling, You choose chord rhythm that respects the busiest moments, often right before a snare. When the ghosts get dense, shorten your chord tails, or place chords on offbeat so the groove stays readable. Okay, emotional harmonic bed. We're going for sad but tough, minor key, lush voicings, but sparse. It's not a trance pad festival, it's suggestion, like a memory of a chord. Choose sounds fast using stock devices. Electric for Rhodes-ish chords, wave-eatable for a thin pad, maybe analog for a simple organ-ish support if you want. Now the progression. In D minor, 4 bars, Dm9, then Bb maj 7, then Gm9, then A7 sus 4 resolving to A7. Play voicings in the mid to high range, roughly C3 to C5. Keep the low end clean, and perform them slightly behind the beat for that late night drag, but be consistent. Either this section is behind, or it's dead on for cold city tension. Don't randomize timing every bar. Velocity variation matters. Don't let every chord hit at 100. Make it breathe, and don't hold everything. Let the break speak. Shorten chord tails when the drums get busy. Process the chords. EQ8 high pass 120 to 200. If harsh, gently soften the very top. Add chorus ensemble lightly, slow rate. Put hybrid reverb on ascend, not soaking wet, and make sure the reverb has a low cut around 300 to 450. Add touch of saturator, half a dB to 2 dB drive, usually without soft clip on this channel. And here's harmony discipline, advanced level. Pick one signature color tone. Maybe the ninth is your signature for the night sections. Then strip to simpler triads or sus voicings for impact sections. If everything is Dm9, Gdm9, Bb maj 7 constantly, it can become wallpaper. Control the emotional vocabulary so the emotional moments feel earned. Now bass. Old school pressure system rules. Split it into sub and mid. Sub first. Use operator. Oscillate or assign wave. Add glide. Portamento around 40 to 80 milliseconds, so the notes can lean into each other like classic slides. Write a simple pattern. Root D on strong points, and a couple approach notes like C to D, or E to D. The Riedel Pro move is leaving gaps. Jungle bass that never stops is exhausting. Leave space where the break is doing the talking. Sub chain. EQ8 high pass 20 to 25. Sidechain compressor keyed from your drums or kick. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 3 to 10. Release 80 to 150, aiming for 2 to 4 dB gain reduction on big hits. Then utility, width to 0, mono. Keep it clean, no stereo sub, ever. Now mid bass. This is your movement, your attitude, your old school menace. Use wave-eatable, two saw-type oscillators, slightly detuned, unison 2 to 4 voices but not too wide. Filter LP24. Automate cutoff anywhere from 200 to 800 depending on the phrase. A little filter drive. Then a classic bite chain, saturator with soft clip-on, drive 2 to 6, auto filter for extra modulation control, map cutoff to a macro, optional reduct slightly, just enough to hint at grit, not destroy it, EQ8 high pass 90 to 130 so it never fights the sub, notch any honk around 400 to 600 if needed, side chain compress it from the snare or full drums with a faster release so it bounces, and coaching note. Old school vibe often comes from mid-bass modulation plus break swing, not from insane sub tricks. The sub is the weight, the mid is the language. Now make it musical with call and response. Instead of having the mid-bass talking constantly while the lead motif is also talking constantly, alternate. Two bars where the Reese speaks, filter opens, and the lead stays out. Next two bars, Reese closes or holds, and the lead motif answers. This alone can make a loop feel like an arrangement. Now the crying motif. Tiny notes, big feeling. Pick a thin sound. Analog with a saw through a Lopez, or operator with a sine and a little FM bite. Keep it narrow and focused. Choose three notes from D minor. A, C, D is perfect. Or F, E, D for that falling feeling. Repeat every two bars. But vary one thing. A note length, a slightly late hit, or a tiny pitch bend glide. Same pitches, different emotional delivery. Lead chain. EQ high pass 200 to 400. Echo on dotted eighth. Feedback 25 to 40. A little modulation. Use ducking, 20 to 40, so the repeats sit behind the dry note and don't crowd the snare. Add reverb on ascend, not drowning it. Now atmosphere. Rainy city blue, but without wrecking the mix. 2 to 3 layers max. A field recording, rain or subway. Vinyl or tape noise. Maybe an air pad or filtered noise. High pass these. Seriously. Auto filter high pass 150 to 300, Slow LFO for drift. Utility width 120 to 160 is fine on Atmos. Light reverb send. Then a gentle sidechain compressor key from drums so the atmosphere breathes around the groove. Remember, emotional depth comes from movement and contrast, not constant loud ambience. Now we arrange. Classic jungle arrangement is tension, drop, and variation. We're going to build a 64-bar blueprint, and you can expand it to 128 later. Bars 1 to 16, intro, Atmos and filtered chords. One break layer, high passed, and hold back the full sere feeling. No full bass yet, maybe a subswell so low you feel it more than you hear it. Automate the chord filter slowly opening. Let the reverb send rise toward bar 16. Bars 17 to 32, pre-drop, bring in the full break. Add ghost edits. Start hinting sub notes with gaps. Add a vocal stab or reversed cymbal into the drop. And do a mini suck out in bars 31 to 32. Remove the kick reinforcement, maybe thin the hats for half a bar, let a reverb tail hang. Filter down briefly. Keep it tasteful. The point is to create that inhale before the downbeat. Bars 33 to 48, the drop, your A section. Full drums and full bass. Chords present but not overpowering. And here's a classic move. Delay the hook reveal. Let the motif enter after 4 or 8 bars, like bar 41 or bar 49 if you're thinking bigger. That delayed gratification is very jungle. The dance floor locks in, then the emotion lands. Bars 49 to 64, variation. Change one main thing. Swap a break layer, change bass rhythm, change chord inversion, add a new stab, or introduce a counter motif. One main change is enough if it's meaningful. Old school trick. Around bar 57. You a one-bar drum edit, a slice fill that lands cleanly back on the loop, that gives you rewind energy without needing an MC. Now some advanced variation techniques you can use without adding any new samples. Take your main sliced break and create 3 MIDI clips. Clip 1 is your core loop for 8 bars. Clip 2, bars 9 to 12, swap 2 or 3 snare ghost slices with different snare-ish slices, even if they're wrong. Wrong is character. Clip 3, bars 13 to 16. Add one unexpected question mark hit at the end of bar 16. Then in session view, set follow actions so it cycles 1 to 2 to 1 to 3. Jam it. Record the output into arrangement. This is how you get variation that feels alive. Another tension trick. The half bar dread switch. Every 8 bars, for half a bar, thin hats, remove snare ghosts, open the mid bass briefly, and do one reverb or delay throw. It's small, but it makes the phrase breathe. For harmonic variation while staying in D minor, do substitutions in the variation section. This audio version is shortened for playback.